Welcome to Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Tom Brookins. Batting second. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting third. The right fielder, Kirk Gibson. Batting fourth. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Darnell Coles. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Darrell Evans. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Larry Herndon. Batting ninth. The DH, Dave Engel. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Jack Morris. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Kirby Puckett. Batting second. The DH, Roy Smalley. Batting third. The first baseman, Kent Harbeck. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Tom Brunansky. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Randy Bush. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Gary Gaetti. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Steve Lombardozzi. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mark Salas. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Greg Gagne. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Alan Anderson. And now, play ball. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Brunansky. Brookins reaches second base with a double. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Brookins moves to third. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson hits a pop-up towards first. Harbeck settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a fly ball into left field. Bush settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Brookins tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Tigers. Darnell Coles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Trammell. The throw from Salas and he is safe. Trammell steals second. Darnell Coles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coles hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bush throws the ball into Gaetti who relays the ball to Gagne who tags Coles trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Trammell scores. It's 2-0, Tigers. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley strikes out. Two outs. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards first. Evans scoops it up and throws to first, with Morris covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Twins nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon takes first base on ball 4. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Anderson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Cole settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is called out on strikes. Two outs. Steve Lombardozzi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bush. The throw from Parrish and he is safe. Bush steals second. Steve Lombardozzi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardozzi hits a pop-up towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Twins nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dave Engel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Engel hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bush. Engel reaches second base with a double. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Anderson fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Trammell hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Brookins. The throw from Salas and he is safe. Brookins steals second. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0-for-1 in the game. Gibson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Gaetti settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Mark Salas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salas hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 0-for-1 in the game. Puckett hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Herndon. Puckett reaches second base with a double. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Puckett moves to third. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-1 in the game. Smalley hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Twins nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Parrish hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Tigers. Darnell Coles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coles is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Coles hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-0, Tigers. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Lemon strikes out. One out. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. Evans hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Roy Lee Jackson now pitching. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0-for-1 in the game. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0 for 1 in the game. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Morris fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 0 for 1 in the game. Brunansky hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Parrish settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bush hits a fly ball into right field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Twins nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Grubb pinch hits for Dave Engel. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb strikes out. One out. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Brookins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Brookins. The throw from Salas and he is out, Lombardozzi applying the tag. Two outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Trammell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0 for 2 in the game. Gibson hits a line drive into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 0 for 1 in the game. Gaetti hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Lombardozzi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardozzi is 0 for 1 in the game. Lombardozzi hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Brookins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Salas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salas is 0 for 1 in the game. Salas hits a ball on the ground towards first. Evans scoops it up and throws to first, with Morris covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Twins nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Parrish takes first base on ball 4. Darnell Coles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coles is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Coles strikes out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Lemon hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Evans hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne is 0 for 1 in the game. Gagne hits a fly ball into right field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Puckett hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-2 in the game. Smalley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Puckett moves to second. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0-for-2 in the game. Harbeck is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 0-for-2 in the game. Brunansky strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Twins nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0-for-2 in the game. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lombardozzi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0-for-1 in the game. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bush hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brookins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 0-for-2 in the game. Gaetti hits a ball on the ground towards third. Coles fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Lombardozzi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardozzi is 0-for-2 in the game. Lombardozzi hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Herndon. Lombardozzi reaches second base with a double. Mark Salas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salas is 0-for-2 in the game. Salas hits a fly ball into right field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Twins nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ron Davis now pitching. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Trammell hits a fly ball into left field. Bush settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0-for-3 in the game. Gibson hits a fly ball into left field. Bush settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Parrish hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-0, Tigers. Darnell Coles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coles is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Coles hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne is 0-for-2 in the game. Gagne hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brookins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gagne moves to second. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Smalley hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0-for-3 in the game. Harbeck hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Twins nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Evans hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0-for-3 in the game. Herndon hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Brunansky. Herndon reaches second base with a double. Evans moves to third. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0-for-2 in the game. Grubb hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Evans scores. Herndon moves to third. It's 6-0, Tigers. Pat Sheridan pinch runs for Johnny Grubb. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Brookins hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Herndon scores. Sheridan moves to second. It's 7-0, Tigers. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne fields it and throws to second for the out. Sheridan moves to third. Two outs. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0-for-4 in the game. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harbeck scoops it up and throws to first, with Davis covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 0-for-3 in the game. Brunansky hits a fly ball into right field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bush hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brookins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 0-for-3 in the game. Gaetti hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 7, and Minnesota Twins, 0. Goodbye from Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis.